Now, as you heard in the bulletin, some breaking news. A court in Belfast has ruled against the A5 road project this lunchtime. Key to today's decision was that the environmental impact of the new road had not been properly assessed or scrutinised. For more, we're joined by our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, what happened in court today?
Good afternoon, Paul. We're not long out of court there, and the various parties have just been coming out and giving their reaction to what was said in court. As you said, the judge finding in favour of those who had taken a case against the A5 road in the northwest of Northern Ireland. It was a very lengthy judgment. It was 100 pages. It took 2.5 hours to deliver it. But effectively, what the judge said was that on several grounds, the environmental impact of the new A5 proposed dual carriageway had not been properly assessed or scrutinised, and that it didn't comply with Stormont's Climate Act. The judge said more work needed to be done to see if it could be made compliant, and he quashed the ministerial order approving the road scheme. Now, the judge did say the shortcomings were capable of being remedied, and he urged the various parties in government to get on with that work to see if it could be got over the line, so to speak. But Mr. Justice Michael Hatton also acknowledged the anguish of the families, because there's been a very vociferous campaign by families of those who've been killed along the existing A5 in pursuit of this new dual carriageway. He acknowledged this would be a blow to all of those who lost loved ones on that particular stretch of road.
Conor, as you say, this has been running for decades. So what does it mean for the future of the scheme now?
Well, this has been a very long, drawn-out process. In fact, this is the second time that this particular group of protesters has successfully challenged this road on environmental grounds. The A5, just for those who may not know the roads up this end of the country, it's 85 kilometres through Derry and Tyrone. It would effectively connect Donegal down to the Monaghan border, so it's very important for the northwest generally. This scheme was first proposed in 2007. This is inevitably going to push it back even further. I mean, this is a very complex judgment which deals with Northern Ireland's recently published Climate Action Plan. There's a lot for the Infrastructure Department to think about, both in terms of any potential appeal that they might wish to take to the Court of Appeal in terms of the grounds of the finding, or to ensure that any new scheme that they might come forward or amendments to the scheme that they might make might comply with Stormont's Climate Action Plan, which was published in draft form only last week. I think it also calls into question to the commitment of the Irish government, because the Irish government has committed €600 million to this project, and if it is going to be the case that this is going to be pushed a number of years further down the pipe, questions may well be asked about that commitment of that sizeable amount of public money.
I know some people have been talking to you, but could you sum up what the reaction has been to this announcement today?
Yes, the various parties came out in turn there over the last 10 or 15 minutes or so. The solicitor for the landowners who successfully taken this appeal was one of the last to speak. He basically said that they had been battling tirelessly for 16 years to oppose this road. He said they'd never said that the road was safe, that they accepted that there were safety concerns on the road, but they feel that there is a different way of going about it than the compulsory purchase orders and the vesting that would be required for a full dual carriageway. We also heard from Niall McKenna of an organisation called A5 Enough is Enough. Now, that's an organisation that has effectively the backing of Tyrone GAA, and they have been very much to the fore in terms of this campaign, because their centre of excellence for Tyrone GAA is actually along the side of the existing A5, and they have lost members in the past on this stretch of road.
RT's Northern correspondent Conor McCauley.
Yeah, we're obviously disappointed by the decision this morning. You know, I think the judgment itself narrates it most appropriately, where it says it will, you know, he admits that it will inevitably lead to more anguish among the families. We believe that to be quite correct. You know, we find it ironic, you know, that the law is there to serve and to protect the people. It is there to serve and protect society. And the judgment acknowledges that this scheme will have major societal benefits. So it seems ironic to go against the societal benefits. The law should be there to preserve and to protect us, not to work against us. That being said, there are positives in the judgment. There are positives in that it does provide a clear and clear and unambiguous roadmap for the scheme to go ahead, and we hope that that'll happen very quickly.
And that was Niall McKenna speaking to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.